Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Joe Courtney, I want to ask you about the name of your committee. You're on the Committee on Armed Services, good enough, and you're also on the subcommittee on sea power, and this is what I'm scratching my head about, and expeditionary forces.
Yeah.
What's that in there for?
Expeditionary forces is in a nutshell is the Marines.
So,
So they're
always first to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they they were the guys that were sent into southern Afghanistan when the president, you know, made the decision to do the surge there, and frankly it was the same with Iraq, and now, they're the guys being sent out to Australia because they're, you know, there's a pivot now to Asia, and there's a new base in Darwin, Australia. So they're always, at the first to go, as you said.
Joe Courtney, you have one of the catbird seats. You're given the inside poop and all the rest of it. Tell us about Egypt. What's going on? What should we be thinking? Let me preface that by saying the way that I'm seeing it is, yeah, you want them to have democracy, but if they elect somebody who isn't going to be democratic and wants to minimize democratic rights, are we going to be surprised when you see the kind of chaos that we're getting over there? That's Alan talking. Now, yeah. What does Joe have to say?
Well, I think I'm pretty close to Alan. democracy is a tough thing to sort of turn on the lights when it's been held back for 40 years, and there's really not, real solid sort of DNA built up in terms of how to deal with, although, again, the U.S. isn't looking so great in the area of compromise and negotiation of contending forces, but obviously President Morsi, who, you know, I think if he looked at his majority when he first got elected, he should have seen, I think, that he had a lot of support from secular segments of the population that really were not looking for a strong Islamic agenda in terms of, you know, who was going to populate the echelons of government and how the policies were going to be implemented. And I think, frankly, he forgot who voted for him. And so obviously there was a huge backlash in terms of just the way he was operating. And unfortunately, you know, the backlash, because democratic institutions, I think, have not matured enough over there, ended up sort of on the streets of Cairo. And so now, how you sort of stabilize that is really, this is hard stuff. And I think, the U.S. obviously has an interest over there because we, have always sort of seen Egypt as sort of some oasis of stability in that area there, and particularly, you know, we've got a strong alliance with Israel that is impacted very significantly by events that take place there in terms of, you know, control of Gaza, et cetera. And the president, you know, again, this is a very thorny, difficult issue for our country, which is, I think, our sort of base reaction and policy is always to support democratic elected institutions. But, you know, when obviously you had another coup-like revolutionary Arab Spring happening in the streets there, I mean, at some point you're also looking for some kind of stability overall. So how you sort of navigate this situation in terms of trying to, hopefully get an election organized as soon as possible, try and keep the Muslim Brotherhood somewhat engaged so that, again, you don't have a civil war type of situation is going to be, a real challenge for Secretary Kerry and his team to try and sort of, be a positive influence and not sort of go against our basic values in terms of supporting democracy, but also understanding that we have interests in that area of the world that also really require stability.
Speaking of which, Joe Courtney, do you see appreciable differences in the way that Kerry is doing his job, even with this limited perspective, and the way that Hillary Clinton did it?
Well, I think they do have sort of a different approach, and it's clear that Secretary Kerry, who came over and briefed us about a month or so ago, he really, I think, is somebody who's a real Middle East serious student and thinker, and that he the time that he has spent over there, again, trying to deal with the Palestinian issue, I think is different than Secretary Clinton, who, I don't think poo-pooed it or overlooked it. I mean, they did have George Mitchell brought in initially when the president, first took over. But it's clear that this is an area of the world that I think he feels very knowledgeable about and confident in himself and good. I mean, because we're going to need it. As much as we wanted to pivot away from the Middle East and towards Asia in terms of our foreign policy and military policy, I mean, you sort of feel like it's a region that always is, tugging us or jerking us, back into, the front row of our foreign policy focus, and having somebody who I think is very strong in that area is a good thing.
I want to switch gears now, Joe Courtney, if I may, and ask you about health care. Now, from the very beginning, this has been somewhat complicated, the whole concept of what Obamacare is. We have these exchanges that are now going to be selling the insurance, and we have parts of the law that get implemented and not. But I think a lot of Americans have no idea what's going on. Can you tell them?
Well, we're trying. I mean, we've been holding a lot of town hall meetings, visits with senior centers, chambers of commerce. Again, we had an open town hall a couple weeks ago with the director of the Connecticut Health Exchange, and it was well attended. It was very calm and very civil, not like 2009. And he walked through, the mechanics and the state of play, and even simple questions. I mean, a lot of seniors were there, and frankly, a lot of them think that they are going to be required to enter the exchanges, which of course is not the case. If you're on Medicare, you stay on Medicare. That is a completely fully qualified health plan as far as the Affordable Care Act is concerned, and your coverage doesn't change a bit with the startup of the exchange. But even, simple questions like, as you said, I mean, there's a lot of confusion out there for people who, for a lot of people, this is going to be a non-event when the exchanges go online.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the decision the administration made to cut its losses on the employer mandate was a smart move. The IRS rules.
Will you tell us about that for a moment?
Sure.
What the administration did and why you think they did it?
Yeah. I mean, so the law that came out, which again was pretty unpolished because we were unable to have a conference committee to sort of work through some of these issues in terms of the employer mandate, ended up with a requirement that firms with 50 employees or more were required to provide insurance. Now, the fact is most firms in that category do already provide insurance. And again, for them, it would have been a non-event. However, there's probably 10,000 firms across the country that probably would have been affected by it. And trying to calculate whether or not your employees hit the 50-employee threshold that triggered coverage, was actually a real complicated issue because, defining what's a part-time employee versus a full-time employee, what's a seasonal employee versus a non-seasonal employee. The IRS did issue regs, but there was a tremendous amount of confusion out there. And again, I think given the fact that the primary focus right now for the administration and for the state-run health exchanges should be on getting those exchanges up and running, getting the policies that are going to be sold through the exchanges with subsidies. That should be the number one focus. And pushing off the employer mandate for a year, I think, was just a smart move because it just simplified the task ahead.
I only have seconds, but I want to ask you this. Do you think the Republicans are trying to screw this up on purpose?
Well, I think, the USA Today had a headline that was an editorial, which, I think sort of hit the nail on the head, which is that, the GOP poisons Obamacare, then claims it's sick, which is USA Today. I mean, that's not exactly
We're not talking, the Guardian.
Right.
That's very interesting. Joe Courtney, always fun when you're here with us. Joe Courtney, of course, is congressman of the Democrats' 2nd District in Connecticut. And when we come back, we have yet another tough question to ask him.